either. Are you still awake? Well, I thought we could have a little talk. Good. I hope you don't mind me coming in so late. Oh, this. It's just what I sleep in. Don't tell me you haven't had a woman dressed like this in front of you before. Anyway, Lizzie told me that you came with her because your relationship with your parents hasn't been going well lately. I just want you to know that our home is always open to you if you ever need a place to stay. Think nothing of it. Anybody who earns our little Lizzie's trust is okay in our book. She's always had this keen sense of knowing which people were trustworthy or not. And actually, I wanted to thank you so much for being her friend. Lizzie's always been shy, and she gets pretty anxious when it comes to socializing. So when she told me about how much you've helped her get accustomed to college life, I was so happy that my daughter found such a gentleman. Honestly, you're all she talks about whenever we chat. I'd say you're more like her number one fan than a friend. And after finally meeting you, I can totally see why. Oh, you are not seriously asking that. Honey, do you not have mirrors at your college? Oh, you are an incredibly attractive young man. To the point where I'd say you're downright irresistible. You actually remind me of an old boyfriend of mine, Alex. He was the man that ignited my wild child years, way before I met Lizzie's father and had to settle down. Oh, the stories I could tell. You really want to hear some of them? Are you sure? Some of them are quite wild stories. All right. Here, please scoot over so I can sit next to you on the bed. Oh, I accidentally brushed against you. Well, there's that one time that a cop stopped us for speeding, and I agreed to give the cop head in exchange for him looking the other way. Really? Alex was so aroused seeing my tight, round ass shake while sucking another man's dick in front of him that he ended up fucking me right then and there. It became this impromptu three-way, but the way they used my holes, it seemed like they planned it. Oh, and there was that other time when the plumber came over, but I couldn't pay him because I used all the money to buy some new clothes. Oops. So, with my quick thinking, I ate that sexy young plumber's ass while stroking him off till he was satisfied. Hearing such a tough, strong man squeal and moan like that as he came with his prostate will never get old. Oh, more. Okay, well, there was a time when we were short on money, so I decided to become an escort for some quick cash. And that was actually the most fun I've ever had getting paid. All the men I met during that time, oh, they were so sweet. And it didn't hurt that they also knew how to fuck really well. Oh, I definitely cannot forget when we ended up in a porn orgy. Right? Oh, you do have to hear this one. One of Alex's friends was a porn producer and asked us to fill in for a few performers that had caught the flu. It was such a fun experience being in the middle of all that pleasure. Pussy, dick, and ass, as far as the eye could see. the sounds of wet skin slapping, moans of pleasure, and the smell of sex filling the air. Seeing otherwise rational grown men and women become mindless animals in heat, only focused on fucking and breeding as many times as possible. Fucking and being fucked by so many strangers like they're your soulmate. All that squirt and cum that's not only shot on you, but also shot in you. It was magical. But I never did porn again. Well, there were too many lights and cameras around for me to fully enjoy it, you know? I always preferred a more intimate setting. Oh, sorry. I accidentally brushed up against you again. Oh, is that all you? Oh, no. Don't be embarrassed. It's all right. I actually wanted to get that cock of yours all nice and stiff while listening to all my slutty little escapades. Ooh, can I touch it? It'll be over your boxers, I promise. We can keep this our little secret? Oh, fuck. I can tell you're easily bigger than my husband. From the look of it, I'd say you're at least twice his size. Oh, don't worry about my husband and Lizzie. They are both very heavy sleepers. You'd practically have to crash a plane in the front yard in order to wake them up. Besides, I couldn't sleep because of you. Ever since you got here, you've been on my mind. You reminded me of Alex so much, and that awoke something in me that I have not felt in decades. It's been so long since I've acted like such a total greedy slut. I love my husband, and he means well, but he can never satisfy me, even when I instruct him. He's just never been able to flip that switch, you know? So in a way, you owe me. I won't be able to properly sleep now unless I see how this monster looks right in my hands. Fuck. You have such a beautiful cock. I swear, they must be feeding you kids growth hormones or something. Have you ever had a handjob before? You have? Perfect. Would you mind if I gave you one? I just have to play with this thing. Please don't be embarrassed by this question. Do you have any lube? I figured you might. All right, thanks. I miss this. I can't tell you the last time I played with a cock. Especially one that's such a perfect instrument of sex like yours. Are you shaking already? I know I'm good, but I figured I was a little out of practice. Hey, when's the last time a girl properly took care of you? Oh, that is entirely too long. I know you do it yourself, but trust me. Nothing beats a woman's touch when it comes to these things. So with that said, let me massage these heavy-looking balls for you as well. I'm going to do it while still jerking you off. Yeah, that's it. Just sit back and relax. Let my talented soft hands massage and serve this perfect cock. I am going to make sure that you're properly drained and satisfied by the time that you go back to school. Thanks for letting me do this, by the way. I was up for the past hour wondering if I should or if I shouldn't, and I'm really glad that I took a chance. Your dick is just so much fun to play with. Not to mention, it looks really tasty too. Have you ever had your dick sucked? Yeah? Good. Well, I'm going to too. Yeah. I love your cock. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to try to keep it down a bit. Ugh, but this dick tastes so good. I can't help but slurp and moan while it's in my mouth. All right. Take two. This perfect pull. It's so much fun to lick. And rub my lips all over. Let me just jerk it for a little bit longer. The way you keep squirming and throbbing in my hands, I would say that you're still a virgin. Have you ever had sex? No? Too bad. I can't take your first time away. That's for Lizzie. Oh, come on, you cannot be that dense. It's so obvious Lizzie has a crush on you. I did say that she acts like your number one fan. Honestly, I'm surprised you or anyone else hasn't jumped to bones yet. She's a hot little piece of tail. You did not expect me to talk about my daughter that way, huh? Well, I'm a pretty open kind of woman. I mean, this situation we're in right now should be proof of that. But I know my daughter, and she wants you a lot. She's just too shy to make the first move, or even give you a hint that she's interested. So what I'm going to do tomorrow morning is head down to the general store and buy you some condoms. Then I'll go get my husband to take me on an impromptu date, giving you and her lots of time to do the deed. Don't thank me. I just don't want to be the one that takes your virginity away. And that's something that should be reserved for someone you like. And I can see the sparks between you two. Besides, once you lose your virginity, that cock is mine for the rest of break. I am going to teach you how to really please a woman so you can properly satisfy my Lizzie. Now let's hurry and get you to nut. Oh. That's it. Mm. Come for me. Cover my face. Mm. Mm. I want that virgin cum so badly. Mm. Make me walk back to my husband with my face painted with your cum. Make me kiss him with your jizz dripping off my lips. Let's show him how a virgin could make me feel more like a woman than he ever could. Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's it. Just keep shooting out. Every single drop. Just make sure to hit this pretty target of yours. Now, how does that feel? I told you I would drain you dry. I wonder how you taste. You taste good. I'm definitely swallowing you next time. All right, I'm heading back to bed. You should rest too. You're gonna need it tomorrow. And in case my Lizzie can't satisfy you, don't hesitate to use my holes. They're always open and ready for you. Good night and good luck.